Wisconsin has produced a lot of great athletes over the years, and a 17-year-old student at Holman High School near La Crosse is adding her name to that list. Livvy Papadopoulos has been log rolling since she was in elementary school and recently made the jump from amateur to the professional level. She's the reigning champion at the Midwest Log Rolling Championships and the United States Open. She's with us from our studios in La Crosse. Livvy, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So for those of us who aren't familiar with log rolling as a sport, can you give us a sense of what the competition involves? How does it work?
So log rolling is a competition of two athletes on a log trying to knock each other off without touching each other or crossing a line that's painted in the middle of the log. It's best of five matchups, and it's a double elimination tournament, so each match leads on to the finals.
So tell us about the log. Is this an actual wooden log, or are they synthetically made?
Yeah, so they're wood logs, Western Red Cedar, lathe turned.
All right, and so how long and how thick is this log that you're trying to stay on top of? Because you're trying to knock the other person off, but you're also trying to stay on yourself.
Exactly. So the logs are about 12 feet long, 12 to 13 feet, and you start on a big log at the beginning of the competition, and if you and your opponent both stay on for a certain amount of time, then you head to a smaller log, and if that goes a little bit long too, then you head on to the final log, which is the smallest and spins the fastest.
Wow. So are you barefoot or are you wearing some kind of shoes?
We wear spiked cleats, which dig into the log and keep for good traction.
And so my question when we first started talking about getting you on the show to talk about your sport is, how do you start? Because I imagine getting on a log the first time, you fall off right away whether anyone's trying to knock you off or not.
I was not talented in my first log rolling class, not at all. I started log rolling just like any kid picks up any sport. I saw it and I loved it right away. So
how do you learn to stay on the log? What are kind of the first steps? You know, I think when we start swimming, you know, there's like first
right.
You learn how to float and you learn how to tread water a little. Then you learn some basic strokes. What about log rolling? How do you get started?
So I actually do coach log rolling at a couple different programs around the La Crosse, Wisconsin area. But for beginners, it's the same thing every time. It's actually really not too much about the balance. It's about teaching your feet how to be able to control the log underneath you and to be able to keep yourself up and keep up with the log when it starts going fast.
It almost seems similar in some ways to learning how to walk on a tightrope.
Absolutely,
really learning how to connect with that little bit of material that's keeping you from falling.
For sure, yeah. It's really not too much about the balance, like I said, but that's definitely plays into it. It's, of course, a lot about the footwork getting started.
So you might not have been great when you first started, but you've certainly been on quite a roll, pun intended, in the log rolling world lately. Can you tell us about some of your recent victories you've had?
So as an amateur log roller between the ages of 12 and 16, I won 5 amateur world championship titles, and I was planning on going for my 6th this year, but I learned that I was qualified this year to compete professionally, so I decided to take the jump this year. I've competed so far in 3 different tournaments. I won all 3. I started out this summer at the Midwest Championships in Madison, Wisconsin, which was a pretty deep field. I won that. And then I also won the U.S. Open, which was held in Michigan this past July.
And how old are you right now, Livvy?
I just turned 17.
Wow. So you are really, I mean, you're at the top of your sport.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I'm really looking forward to competing again. Honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm just getting lucky. I work really, really hard at what I do. I work at my craft. I keep myself in shape. I take nutrition into account, but at the same time, the people that I'm competing against are incredible athletes. They're so toned and they're so fit, and the way that they can move themselves on the log is incredible, and it's so great to be able to keep up with these people.
Well, as you said, I mean, any athlete, especially an athlete at the level that you are already at such an amazing young age, I mean, you really should be very proud of yourself. It is a lot of hard work, and it's a sacrifice, I'm sure, in other parts of your life to devote the time and energy that you need to this. What is it about log rolling that you love so much that you're happy to make it such a centerpiece of your life?
I really just love to do it. It kind of goes back to when I first started. I couldn't wait to go to log rolling class once a week, you know, and I still love it exactly the same way. Of course, I love pushing myself and working hard throughout the summer, but some of my favorite parts of log rolling is when we get to the end of the summer and the tournaments are over, and I just get to go mess around and have fun on the logs at the end of the year.
Just do it without having to worry about, you know,
Absolutely.
What it's doing to your rankings.
Yes.
So we've talked a little bit about the physical aspect of it, and that balance is important, but it's really, you know, learning to relate to the log and kind of be one with the log. What about, you know, is there any kind of mental aspect in dealing with the opponent that's on the other end of that log? Is there any kind of, you know, psyching each other out?
Stylistically, every log roller is a lot different. There are people that are smaller but really fit and tend to have marathon type matches. They go for a really long time with each other, try to outlast the other person. There are other people that are really, really strong, and they're able to be able to kick the other person off, of course, without touching them. They kick the log and they spin it as fast as they can and really, really sprint and use that power that they have. Personally, I don't know if I would fit quite into either category. I think I'm a little bit unique when it comes to my style of log rolling. I definitely use my strength to my advantage. I do a lot of lifting to prepare, but I also sometimes try to wait it out a little bit and see what I can do to take advantage of the other person.
We talk about like core strength and balance, especially for older people, you know, prevent falls. It seems like you'd be using a lot of core strength when you're on that log.
Core is actually a big key in log rolling. You really want to have a strong core because you're pulling yourself back up, back and forth, you know. And when you're switching directions, then your core is your main spot in your body that you want to keep tight and focused in.
Is this a sport that's popular in other countries? Where are kind of the hot spots for log rolling?
Right now, a lot of the best pro athletes actually do come from the Midwest. However, there are people all over the country that compete and all over the world as well. There are new programs starting all over the world right now. There's a company called Key Log Rolling that's starting programs in different countries that didn't have access to the types of wood logs that we use. So they use synthetic logs. And right now, it's really, really growing at a fast rate.
So, Livy, you're in high school now. Yes. You have gone pro in log rolling. How do you see your future and your future log rolling coming together?
I plan on log rolling as long as I possibly can. Usually people leave their prime in their late 30s, early 40s, but I want to see if I can make it that far, if not farther. And of course, even when I'm done log rolling competitively, I want to keep log rolling for fun and keep teaching it for the rest of my life.
Wow. So you see at least 20 more years of competition.
That's my hope.
Wow. Well, we'll be watching you. Well, Livy, as we start to wrap up, you're making waves, again, pun intended, at a very young age. For those of us listening who might be a few or a lot of years older than you, is this a young person's sport, or should anyone give it a try just for fun?
Everyone should give it a try just for fun. They have classes all over the place in Wisconsin right now that have adult classes and beginner classes for kids. I'd love to see more people try it out around the area.
Well, Livy, thanks. That was Livy Papadopoulos. She is a champion log roller. This is Central Time.